Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina.
If love made the plans, and I'm supposed to believe the love, I need to be believing the plan. I need to have as much faith in that plan as I do in God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way.
What happens when you feel you've missed out on God's will for you? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, find out how believing in God's love connects you with His good plan for your life. Now let's join Kenneth Copeland as he reads from the book of 1 John.
1 John chapter 5, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. May I see your hand if you believe Jesus is the Christ? Hold it up there. Now, say this. I believe Jesus is the Christ.
I am born of God.
Now don't ever let any devil even suggest to you any different. There's the evidence right there. I believe Jesus is the Christ and I'm born of God. Well, if I'm born of God, I'm born of love. I mean, God is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. When He commands us to love, He is commanding us to be Him. Amen. Not just be like Him, but to be Him. We've been born of love's Word, which lives and abides forever. That just stuns me. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my blood brother. Praise God. And by that covenant of blood, He reached down in that pit and He got me and He covenanted blood with me and He gave me His blood to covenant with His blood and His blood in Him and His blood in me, and He took me to the Father and He said, look what we got. Amen. This kind of thinking is mandatory in the kingdom of God. Now, you won't have any trouble thinking that way when you get to heaven. But now the Word said we've been raised up together and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places already. We're already there. So if we're already there and our citizenship is there, and the Word of God said we've been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, it's time to start thinking this way now.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. All right. Now then, we said all of that to encourage and support and call attention to believing His love for us. God so loved the world. Well, we were part of that world, right? Yeah. So we were so loved. Amen. And He gave us His life. Now, if we believe the love, if we know that we believe Jesus is the Son of God, then we are born of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. 1 John 3, excuse me, I didn't tell you I made a change in gears. I'm over in the third chapter. I'm going back to 5 here in a minute. Verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Look what He has bestowed, what He has honored, what He has conferred on us. Yes. If God says you're a son of God, there ain't nobody else can successfully say you're not. Because He called things that not as though they were and they are. Amen. If He said you're a child, if He said you're joint heir, if He said you are equal with Jesus, then you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whether anybody else thinks so or not. What manner that we should be called the sons of God? Beloved, now are we the sons of God. See, He's not talking, He's talking about right now. This has been conferred on us now. It's here now. It's in you now. The moment you got born again, you were made the righteousness of God in Him, in Christ.
Amen.
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 Now, let's go back over there to the fifth chapter now. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ, born of God. Everyone that loves Him that begat loves Him also begotten of Him. If you love the Father, you love the children. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Well, after all, His commandment is to love the children of God. Amen. For this is the love of God. Actually, other translations say, this is loving God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, in order to clear this up and make it so clear, you have to have help to misunderstand it. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Now go to verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God, whosoever is born of love, sinneth not. But he that's begotten of love keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. I'm on that love line. I'm keeping the commandment of love. And the Word said, if I keep that commandment, I keep all of the rest of them. If I love you, I'm not going to covet what you have. If I love you, I'm not going to curse you. If I love you, I'm not going to do you wrong. Huh? So as long as I'm on that love line, and when you step off, repent and get back over there on it. Now, he said, when you're on that, you keep yourself in love, that wicked one can't touch you.
Yes.
Now, let me give you a big clue here. You make that commitment, Lord, I insist, I am determined to walk by faith. I am determined to keep the commandment of love and to walk by faith. Glory to God. I'm determined to do it. With your help, glory to God. Day in, day out, I'm looking to you, sir. This is my command, and I am yours to command, and I receive this command. It's mine. And then the devil makes a run at you over something. When their children get sick or something like that. No, no. You just walk in there, put your hands on that baby, and say, Lord, I want to thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. For the blessing of the Lord. For the healing of my child. I walk in the commandment of love. I keep the commandments of love. The blessing is on me. And then just turn on the devil. You don't do this to my child. The blessing wall is between you and me. I keep the commandment of love. You don't come against me. I have victory over you. I overcome you. My victory over you is faith. Now get. You don't put your hands on me. I keep the commandments of God. I walk in God. All things are possible to he that's with God.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Well, who are you with? God.
God.
So get on with it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're talking about, no, let me read that again. We know, do we know this? Yes. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
What?
And that wicked one touches him not. Oh, come on, man. He sinneth not. Do you know how many Christian people don't believe that verse?
Amen.
About all of them. Why? They don't believe the love. See? When you're born of love, he that's born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever born of God overcometh the world. Well, sin is a worldly thing. It didn't come from the kingdom of God. It comes out of the kingdom of darkness. You've been delivered from the authority of it. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to begin to say that. Praise God. I walk in the love of God. Lord, you help me. The moment I see myself or hear myself being unlovely, I am determined to repent on the spot and receive my cleansing from all unrighteousness. Receive my forgiveness from it. Praise God. I receive this. Don't spend days and days all embarrassed because you did something ugly or said something ugly. And don't do that. Don't let the thing fester and turn into a root of bitterness. Don't do that. Do it immediately. What did I tell you last night? Right now. R-A-T, right now. Amen.
Amen.
You get rid of that on the spot.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. The scripture says Satan cometh immediately. Well, turn that around and you cometh immediately.
Amen.
You come at him immediately. He doesn't have any defense for you. Amen. All right, now. Believe the love. Say it with me. I believe the love.
I've known the love.
I am intimately acquainted with it.
It lives in me now.
He lives in me now.
I love.
I love you, Father.
I love
my neighbors myself.
I love
the brethren even as you love the brethren.
God loves me.
I love my Father.
I love my Father.
Now, every time you say that, love responds. Every time you say it, it responds. Every time you say it, it responds. Every time you say it, it responds. That's the reason you'd be saying it all the time. Amen. Practicing it all the time. Practice His presence. Visit with Him all the time. All the time. Not just occasionally when something gets rough. Talk to Him about everything. What if your best friend worked on the same job that you do, lived in the same apartment complex that you do, parked his or her car right next to yours, and about half the time you went to work with them and about half the time they went to work with you, your desks are side by side, are you going to tell me you're only going to speak with them once a week? Your best friend, the person that knows more about you than any other friend you have, and you know more about them. I mean, you feel about their kids like they're yours, and they feel about yours like they're theirs. And I mean, these two families are just into, and you're only going to speak about three times a week? That's foolishness. You're going to talk together about everything. I mean, you're going to be sitting there and think about something. Hey, you know what I just thought of? What'd you just think of? Let me tell you what I just thought of. Oh, tell me what you just thought of. Well, here's that. What do you think about this? I just thought about that. Have you ever tried that with Jesus? He really knows more about you than anybody. He knows what'll really light your fire. Amen. He knows what you enjoy. He knows the things. He created you to enjoy things. He didn't create you to be sad and down and out and can't pay your bills. Somebody can say something to you on the job and you just stop there a little bit and, Lord, are you going to answer for me on this? Don't shoot your mouth off. Be still. This has happened to me, I don't know how many times. When something would happen in a meeting, I ain't got a clue what to do about it. Particularly in the, back there 40 years ago, I didn't know what to do about anything. It was all brand new. So, but I had to turn inside and see what to do. This is where the answers are. They ain't up here. Quit asking this. It's not there. Waste all your time staying up all night long trying to get the answer to something that ain't even in there. You could have been asleep all that time. Ask the Lord when you go to sleep, get the answer when you wake up, and you're in business. Why? Because He loves you. That's the key issue. Yeah, but He might not do it. No. He loves you. He's more interested than you are. Your success is valuable to Him. Things that you enjoy are valuable to Him. Amen. Now, love, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. We were there last night. Let's pick up there. Verse 10, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Created, we are His, God's workmanship. God is love. We believe the love, and we are love's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The Amplified Bible says, unto paths that He preordained that we should walk in them. So God, who created us in Christ Jesus, God, who is love, created us in Jesus, who is love, and love made the path and ordained it for you and me to walk in. He made plans for you and me to walk in. Amen. Oh, yes. He created you to have joy. He didn't create you to suffer. Jesus already did the suffering.
That's right.
Yeah, but Brother Copeland, the righteous suffer. Well, yeah, enjoy it. Count it all joy. Didn't the Scripture say that? When you count it all joy, the joy comes, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. And a lot of stuff that we've been calling suffering actually wasn't suffering at all. The Apostle Paul said, it isn't even worth, it's not worth anything compared to the glory.
Amen.
Just little stuff. And he's going through some stuff, whoa, and he's calling it little stuff? Yeah. But what about the apostle of love? Now, it's a bad thing when they put you in a vat of boiling oil. Rick Renner described that to me. Rick's done a lot of in-depth language study concerning these things. A lot of history study concerning it. They'd just stuff people in that boiling oil, then they'd take a big hook and just hook that skeleton and pull it out, and all the flesh would just strip off of it and display the bones. Oh, they took that hook and slammed it down in there and pulled it up, and there was the Apostle John. Glory to God, he says. Don't you know their eyes got... Come on, tell me now that ain't fun. Tell me there's not some fun in that. Because the oil obviously didn't hurt him. How do you think Daniel felt? Don't you think there might have been just a little sass in his step after a good night's sleep?
Amen.
But now let me show you why and how. Oh, the king come running out there. Are you alive? Are you alive? Are you alive? He realized he'd been duped. He loved this man. And he went, are you alive? What did he say? Long live the king. He did not curse that king for putting him in that lion's den. Daniel was a man of love. Amen. Joseph was a man of love. All of those times, he didn't get mad at anybody. He never got mad at Potiphar's wife. He never got mad because he got thrown into the prison. Don't you remember he came walking in? Before the man went, they turned the place over to him. Because you see, the wisdom of God is also the love of God. And love is flowing. What was he doing? He had God's commandments, and he it is that loved God, and God manifested himself to him. Amen. And he comes walking in one day in the prison, and he comes walking into those guys and says, come on, boys, how come y'all sad today? Come on, how come you're sad? What's the matter with you? And they're in the worst prison in Egypt. And he's full of joy. Yes. And it wasn't long till he ran the place. That's what love does. Did you hear what I said? That's what love does. It always comes to the top. It'll surface like a little cork. You just pull that cork down. I don't care how deep you want to pull that little bobber. You turn her loose and poof, man, it'll go right square to the top. And you can't stop it. That's the way love is. He that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds are manifest in God. Amen. Now, love made the plans. Are you with me? If love made the plans, and I'm supposed to believe the love, I need to be believing the plan. I need to have as much faith in that plan as I do in God. Now, how could I do that? Well, Brother Coleman, I'm not real sure here. Well, what is it you're not sure of? Well, maybe I might be not hearing the plan just exactly right. You know, after all, I'm just human. No, you're not just human. Now, shut up. Get over that. There was a time you weren't anything but human, but you've been born of God. Amen. That's worth coming tonight for right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. I have confidence in His word where He said, my sheep know my voice. And when I'm coming towards Him, by no reason will He cast me out. I'm coming for that plan. I am obedient to that plan, and I am ears open to Him. And I say, thank God your plan be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. Just yes, sir. Yes, sir. It starts getting bigger. The plan gets bigger because your angels are working. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is working. The plan is working. The devil's getting thrashed every which way he goes. Praise God. He's trying to stop the plan. But as long as you don't stop, God is not about to stop. We're on our way. We're on our way. And I am an owner. Thank you very much. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything hangs on love. Without love, everything else fails. Love is our command, and faith won't work without it. Start walking in love today with Limitless Love, a 365-day devotional. For 45 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have walked in victory. Love is the foundation of their relationship with God and also with others, and it has yielded winning results. Now you too can embark on the same path of victory this year. Limitless Love contains word-based foundational teaching to establish you in receiving and giving God's love. It's a daily guide designed to help you live satisfying days without fear, limits, and failure. You have mountains to move, places to go, and dreams to fulfill. Live love and experience the rest. With this power plan to pursue love, there's no reason you won't experience your greatest year ever. Order Limitless Love, a 365-day devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, available for just $12.99. This faith-filled devotional is a daily guide to walk you through limitless love all year long. Discover the love that knows no bounds. Order your copies today. Go to kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. For an additional 10% off, order your copies online.
When you believe that God loves you and has a good plan for you, it will change your entire perspective on life, because God doesn't just leave us to figure things out all by ourselves. And you can be sure of that because of what Jesus promised when He said the Holy Spirit would guide you, would lead you into all the truth, and He would show you things that are ahead. Now, does that mean that everything's always just going to be smooth sailing? No, because Jesus also said that we would experience trouble just by living in this world. But then He told us to cheer up, praise God, because He is always with us and will cause us to overcome no matter what we're facing. And our part, your part, my part, is simply to believe that He loves us and then do what He says do. So if you want somebody to pray and agree with you about anything you're facing, just call us or email us and one of our team will be honored to pray for you. Amen. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.